Once again, as we sit here, we begin our practice by becoming aware of our body sitting, noticing how the body feels as it does this. Maybe paying attention to the points of contact on chair and floor, noticing the pressure on the body parts here. And maybe also the back if it's in contact with the chair. Using the contact points to ground us in the here and now. We're slowly becoming accustomed to this posture. As we sit here breathing, allowing the attention to notice where the sense of breathing is most vivid. As best we can, noticing the in-breath and the out-breath. As well as the pattern of our breathing, right here, right now. And as we sit, we might notice a change in our breathing pattern start. We may notice the breathing getting longer and deeper. And maybe we can begin to be delighted in ourselves sitting here breathing. Delighting in the in and the out breath. Nourishing the mind and the body. And allowing the awareness of the breathing to fade slightly into the background as we become aware of the body sitting here breathing. As best we can, having a sense of the body as a whole sitting here. Having a sense of what it feels like to be sitting here breathing and what our body feels like. Allowing a sense of presence to be formed and spaciousness. And as we did at the beginning of the session, allowing the soundscape to arise and fall in awareness. Allowing sounds to come in, pass through, and go out. Noting the rise and fall of sounds. Those sounds that are near and far away. Allowing them to be there as best you can. All the time also aware of the body here breathing. Our anchor to the here and now. Maybe noticing any reactions there might be to the soundscape outside. And where this affects the body. Now gently allowing the awareness of sounds to fade into the background, like a radio going on, to which we really don't pay that much attention. and allowing any thoughts to come into our mind. And watching the rise and fall of these as best you can. And as we practiced previously, we can watch the thoughts go by in the mind like clouds in the sky. Or leaves on the stream. Or actors on the stage coming and going. Or projected onto a film screen like in the movies. Being as fully present as we can to the rising and fall of thoughts as best we can. It may be possible to notice different types of thoughts arising as we identified a while ago. And it can be helpful sometimes to label these, for example. Here is planning. This is remembering. Etc. And as we allow thoughts to arise and fall in the mind, we might become conscious of thoughts pulling us in a particular direction. If that's the case, we're noticing that. Noticing where thoughts are pulling us. And as best we can, avoiding getting caught up in stories. Or thought chains. And as we continue the practice, we can begin noticing if thoughts have particular body sensations attached to them and emotional charges. And if this happens, we can practice as we practiced last week, allowing and letting these body sensations and emotions be there as best we can, welcoming them for what they reveal about what's going on. We're creating a spacious awareness to allow things to be as they are. Even if they're uncomfortable and unwelcome. And if things become at all difficult or too hard to bear, there is always the resource of becoming aware of ourselves sitting here breathing. The breath and body being an anchor in the present moment. And as we begin to close the practice, allowing the attention to come back to the breath and the body, tuning into the body breathing, taking a few moments to fully become aware of the breath. Well.